I anoint my feet to walk where I can do the most good for lives. I anoint my hands to heal. I anoint my eyes to probe, to know, to see. The Great Spirit, I anoint my voice to speak truth into the heart, power into the life, vision to the blind, strength to the unbelieving and the weak. I anoint myself to be a receptacle for the mystery, the above person, the unknowable unknown.
Hello, I am Emilio Williams. I'm 56 years old. Today's date is March 7th, 2011, and I'm sitting with my friend and brother, Don Wolf.
That would be me, Don Wolf. My Christian name is Gregory E. Woods. You know where I got the name Don Wolf from?
No.
It was a good period of my life when I was in the forest, living in and out. I had a family, and the worlds that I was traveling in and out of, the name was given to me. And it's a there's a trick to the name. The name Dawn, D-A-W-N, refers to the east where the sun rises up, because all of my life, the sun, always, everywhere we lived, anywhere in the globe, my bedroom always faced the east, and that's the place of illumination. And my childhood and my young adulthood was earmarked by illumination. And anything that ever happened to me was always fixed when I faced the sun. And the wolf is connected to my nature, of course, but it's also connected to my years when I was hunting wild dogs in Maryland. And I started doing the dogs as a boy, as a reaction to dog owners when I was a kid in the Philippines. And I remember that the dogs, you had free range over the village we lived in. But when I say village, this village was villas, and they just called it a village. And owners of dogs, I learned, were pretty much arrogant. And so they let their dogs wander and do anything they wanted to do, and it got on my nerves. You never knew which ones were going to bite you. And so I began to make these crude arrows, and I developed a technique of stalking and taught it to my little brother, David, and we would stalk these dogs and try to break their spirits or stab them, until one day a German Shepherd got the best of me, and it turned out that that dog was a police dog, and the drivers and the maids in that community figured out that I was doing this damage to the dogs, and they sent the police dog on me. But when I was older, and I'm back in the States in my 20s, I continued, and this time I went deep in the forest, and I began to track wild dogs. And that was something that I had to do. I had to do it. And I learned a lot of things from it. But there was nothing that I could, I wouldn't trade it, because the lessons were deep and forever unfolding. And it was from that the name Don Wolf came. And now that I'm mentioning the dogs, I'm thinking about how it relates to everything that I have done. Even the time when I was a policeman was related to the dogs and what they taught me, the pack mentality. And there was a time when I was in law enforcement, the people around me just simply didn't like me, because I had the same mentality and the same spirit. The things that I learned when I was in the forest with the dogs was applicable on the streets. And my coworkers didn't like me, because some of them were very naive and overexcited, rushing into crack houses with no planning, which just made no sense to me. And I would do other things. I would recede into the shadows, and I'd watch, and I'd appear whenever it was appropriate and best for my interests. And I would scout the areas and discover, twice I discovered that those officers were being set up. And because I'm slinking through the shadows, and I find the cats that are out there who are setting it up, I would scare them by my presence. It created a resistance and a resentment. And I remember one day my supervisor, out of spite, told me to go into a group of about 30 men that were entrenched in the community. County, city, state police could do nothing with these guys. And these guys, it's back in the 80s, these guys were used to being in control of those streets. And they would stand in groups of 30, 20, 40, 50 deep, sell drugs, get high, show off their guns. And my supervisor, at the time I didn't have a gun, I just had a nightstick. He sent me into that group. He said, "Woods, I need you to go in there and break that crowd up." And I knew it was a setup. So I strolled over there. And as I walked into that group, I changed my aura, the color. I made it very dark. And I was zeroed in on the leader. And I waded through the crowd. By the time I got to the leader, I had transformed myself. And the only thing I could see was this man's death, his demise. I couldn't see nothing else. And I walked up to him, and I changed my voice. And I can't do it now because I'm not in that mode anymore. And I, in a very raspy, menacing voice, tinged with my intent to take him out, I said to him, I said, "You see that store over there?" And he looks, because he's nervous. And I told him in that voice, I said, "I'm going in that store. And in 5 minutes, when I come back out, if you and your people are still here, I'm going to break every bone in your body." And I turned and walked. And as I'm walking away, I can feel everyone, even behind me, I could see them, because now I'm back into the mode I was accustomed to being in the forest. So I knew everything that was happening. Go through the crowd, looking neither to left or right, and I go in the store, and exactly 5 minutes later, I came out. And everyone was gone except for a nucleus group. I walked up to them, walked up to the leader, and I said, as I pulled my stick out, "Do you remember what I told you?" And he says, "I do." I said, "Why are you still here?" And he said, "I'm out of here." And as he was leaving, he laughed nervously, and he said to me, Clint Eastwood, because my voice that I did reminded me of Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. And it was after that that my street name came, which was Mad Dog. And Mad Dog embodied the best and the worst elements of the protector and the predator. And the name Mad Dog and Don Wolf somehow were living parallel lives, one feeding the other. Because in law enforcement, working with during the crack wars, as bad as it was, I believe, my medicine taught me that I needed to see the sacred, which was within every man, every boy, everybody I ran into who was on the other side of the law. It's easy to become brutal, but it's another thing to be effective, to be hard, and to be just, and to be kind, but most importantly, to see that which was sacred in him. So every man that I ever took down, I had to build them up, because I would see the story of them, and I would never leave a man that I took down, whether I was in a fist, a knife, or a gun battle. I had to see the sacred within him, because if you don't build up that which you tore down, you create an enemy. And with dogs, it was slightly different, because going in the woods and tracking dogs and finding their homes and by yourself, because I was always half clothed, barefooted with a pair of jeans, and with a machete, I would go and take their homes from them, just myself, and I would use just pure energy until everyone in the group was gone. It was just the alpha male, and I'd have to stand him down. Don Wolf to the dog, the lead dog, and I had to take it. And in that exchange, there was an affirmation of life. And what was given back to me was a respect that one time saved my community. And I had a brother-in-law staying with me, and he called me outside one day in the morning, right after the sun come, and he said, please, he begged me to come outside. I get outside, and all the people in my neighborhood who went to work early in the morning were on top of cars, terrified, because at the cul-de-sac, there was all those dogs I had tracked were at the bottom and menacing, prepared to attack all the people. And I walked out, and I remember looking, and I saw the danger, and I walked out of my house, and I looked at the lead dog, and he recognized me. And in that exchange, we saw each other. We knew each other's spirit, and mine was stronger at the time, the way even when I took him his home from him. And out of respect, I remember it. The dog studied me. I studied him. And then he did the slight movement, and all the dogs on a cue turned, and they walked back in the woods and with him at the point. And then after that, my neighborhood changed because they saw something, but they didn't understand it. And even the hardheads and the drug dealers in the neighborhood, word hit them. That's the guy, the dogs. And I had, from the dogs, I was learning a number of things, including visibility and stillness, merging, and the power of illusion. Because living in the forest with that level of danger, you had to be able to do all of those things and be able to sit in the midst of it and enjoy the pureness of it and sleep. You had to know where to sleep, how to sleep. You had to know how to set up things, set up relationships. It was the relationships that allowed you to sleep in the place that you hunted.
So if there, and I really appreciate your story, and if there was something that you would share with others who are on their journey, who are listening to the story, what would you share?
Of all the things I could think of right now, it comes to the meaning of my Christian name, which is Gregory. And that name means the vigilant one. And what I would give out at this moment is to be vigilant. Be very observant of that which is within you and that which is around you. And because they're related. That's what I would give out, to be vigilant.
Yeah.
And if it was it's a word, it's a phrase, it just came to me. I've said it many times, is to keep your eyes open in both worlds.
And folks, that is just part of the story. Stay tuned. We'll see you next week.